Tomorrow is a big day for space history buffs. NASA plans to announce which museums will get the three retired space shuttles. It's also the 50th anniversary of the day Yuri Gagarin became the first human being to venture into space. To mark that event, Sotheby's is auctioning the Vostok capsule that made the final test flight 18 days before Gagarin landed safely back on Earth. NPR's Margot Adler has the story.
50 years ago, America was in the depths of the Cold War.
Today, the 12th of April, 1961, the first cosmic spaceship named Vostok, with a man on board, was orbited around the Earth from the Soviet Union. He is Airman Major Yuri Gagarin.
From the launch of the Sputnik in 1957 to Gagarin's flight in 1961, the Soviet Union was winning the space race. The competition spurred the achievements of both nations. 18 days before Gagarin's flight, the Vostok 3KA-2 rocket blasted into space and safely brought home a little dog named Zvezdochka and a mannequin in a spacesuit. This is the space capsule to be auctioned at Sotheby's tomorrow. When you lay eyes on it in the entrance hall of Sotheby's, it looks small and primitive. The inside is about the size of a large car, but it must have been crowded with 1,800 pounds of instruments, a mannequin in a spacesuit, and the little dog. David Redden is vice chairman of Sotheby's. He says when school groups see the spacecraft, they're very excited and surprised.
I mean, they bounce up and down, and they think about, my goodness, human beings first went into space in this funny round beach ball. Doesn't look like a great big sleek spaceship.
There are marks on the capsule, where it burned as it re-entered the atmosphere. There's a spot where they clearly cut into the heat shield to examine how well it withstood the flaming re-entry. Shelby Kiefer of the Special Projects Department at the auction house says here's how an engineer involved in the recovery of the capsule in Siberia described the scene.
It looked like a wounded animal sort of panting its last. It was so hot still from burning through the atmosphere. It was melting the snow around it. And it must have been a very evocative sight.
You can see a video from the Russian state archives that shows the recovery of the spacecraft. There is amazing footage of the little dog Zvezdochka, or Little Star, coming out of the capsule and being petted and cradled lovingly. An American businessman bought the spacecraft in 1996. The estimated price at Sotheby's tomorrow is $2 to $10 million. Several hours before the auction, NASA will announce which three institutions will win the right to exhibit the space shuttles. It will cost each institution $28 million to have the shuttle moved, cleaned, and decontaminated. It's no accident that the auction of the Vostok comes a few hours later. David Redden says that will allow those museums that didn't get a shuttle a little time
to digest the fact and be prepared possibly to come and buy something which, in our view, is far easier to accommodate.
In both size and price, and something certainly as historic. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
You can see pictures of the Vostok space capsule at npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered.